Hey, welcome to the world of big brains, big muscles, and big mysteries. We're about to jump into the Bible and the Anunnaki like it's story time for beginners. So grab a snack and let's make it super fun and super basic. My name is Isco and you're listening to the Isco's podcast. Of course, duh, I am from Visalia, California, and I am currently a Uber driver. So I'm doing this because the customers have already said I should create a podcast because sometimes I can be funny or sometimes I can be super cool about certain things. And I decided just to do it because there are subjects that not a lot of people will get into. So let's get into the Anunnaki and the Bible. And if you feel like you shouldn't listen to this, then don't listen to this. We're never going to force you to listen to my podcast. But I am not going to be that kind of person where I tell you that you are wrong and that you are wrong. And that I need to correct you. No, we're just here to listen to a podcast, fun stories, and you know, just let go of when you're driving and you're listening to, you want to listen to stories instead of just music all the time. Here, I got it for you. So there it is. There's the introduction, and let's now continue. First up, the Bible version, the angelic side. Imagine a time way before humans had cities or TikTok, God mode and angels. Super tall, super smart, and crazy strong. Think of them as divine superheroes. But some of these angels, called the Watchers, broke the rules. They came down from heaven, saw human women, and went like, dang! So they had kids with them, and those kids were called Nephilim. Pronounced as Nephilim. Nephuhleem. So, these Nephilims were giant-sized, super strong, intelligent, and very powerful. But because they weren't supposed to exist, they messed up the world. God eventually wiped the state clean with a big old flood. Hello, Noah and his boat! You know, stories like, whoa, like, right? Okay, so now, to the other story, the Anunnaki, from ancient Sumerian stories. Thousands of years ago, Mesopotamia, modern-day Iraq, people told stories about sky gods called the Anunnaki. These Anunnakis were from the sky or stars, super intelligent, super strong, way taller than humans. Seriously. They supposedly came down to Earth for a mission, usually to mine gold or manage Earth's resources. And guess what? Some of them may have messed around with humans too, and possibly created hybrids or gave us knowledge. Bruh, that's crazy, right? So wait, what? Are they kind of the same? Wouldn't you think that? Like, they sound very similar, right? From what I just mentioned to you. All right, so let's break it down. Their traits. Angels and Nephilims. They came from the sky, which is angels and Nephilims came from the sky, which is heaven. Anunnaki came from sky stars. They are super tall and strong. Nephilims equals giants. Anunnaki equals giants. Super smart, divine knowledge for the Nephilims and angels. And the Anunnaki, advanced knowledge. Mixed with humans, angels and Nephilims created Nephilims. And the Anunnaki possibly created hybrids as well. Caused major events, which for the angel and Bibles, Great Flood, and the Anunnaki, the Sumerians, flood myth also appears. Now, in plain English, some ancient people told stories of super powerful sky beings. One version says that they were angels who disobeyed and had giant kids. Another version says that they were space gods who came down and might even help create humans or mess around with us. Both stories seem to remember something powerful coming from the sky, way bigger and smarter than humans, and leaving a huge impact on our early history. It's crazy, right? Coincidence? Maybe shared memory from long lost events? Who knows? But one thing is for sure, that the ancient stories are wild, mysterious, and still make people say, what? And what if? So what does everybody think about this? What does everybody think about what I just told you? And I'm not trying to convince you to like, oh, wait a minute, why does this sound more realistic than the Bible? Or the Bible's kind of like, no, I'm not here to do that. We're just here to talk, okay? And if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. Comment all you want. You can hit me up on a few emails that I'll be mentioning pretty soon, and all the details on the description of the podcast channel. So that way, if like you want to talk about it, then we can talk about it. Let's do it. I don't mind talking about the subject again, about the Bible and so on. And like I said, we are not here to make you believe in something else. We're just here to talk. We're just here to listen. And, you know, we're just here to vibe, because that's all there is in this channel, is to vibe. And meaning vibe, meaning that you can come here without any judgment. I'm not going to judge you for anything. And I've already met so many people and so many unique sides and stories and personalities. Just like, wow, this world is very beautiful to me. So, does anybody got anything to say about this? Let's say, would you want to continue the Anunnaki, just specifically Anunnaki and more things? What do you want to talk about? Tell that to the 30-foot tall sky dudes with superhuman powers and things for humans. It's crazy, right? Can you imagine something like this? I mean, we can dive deeper into the specific characters or flood myth next. Or maybe we can compare ancient UFO sightings and biblical stories. Just holler and let me know what you want to do. If you want to continue the story, or just listen to the next podcast and we can go from there. Again, my name is Isco, and this is my first podcast, first episode, the quality of the audio will be much better, as I'm only doing this through my phone while I'm holding it inside my car, and the next one will be with a microphone, so you hear it a lot more, more clear and more visible. All right, everybody, again, thank you for listening to Isco's podcast. I will be trying to uploading this by 6 p.m. every single day and try to upload at least 2 to 3 podcasts throughout the day. And I will have a set schedule up pretty soon to let everybody know when they can listen to it and if they want to subscribe to it, and you can do so. Again, this is Isco Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next one. Peace!